Let's speak to Port Adelaide, get the inner word from Albert, and Dean Brogan joins me. Morning, Brogues.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I guess as you look at it in hindsight or in reflection now, the one that probably slipped away despite not getting in front all day, the last quarter you had your chance but couldn't quite get over the line.
Yeah, look, I think you wake up this morning and go, it was the one that got away, but full credit to Brisbane. One thing about Brisbane, mate, they're definitely on their way, and they're 3-0, they're a very good side and hard to beat up here, but, you know, we kicked 2-7 in the second quarter, and I guess at the end of the game, look back on it, that probably hurt us a little bit.
Do you take the positives out of that, Dean, where, you know, you couldn't get in front all day, but you still had that fight to hit the front in the last quarter, albeit you didn't get the result?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think Ken summed it up pretty well after the game. He said, it's a loss, we're not happy with it, but, you know, we obviously take a lot of positives out of it. We can walk out of there knowing that we've played some pretty consistent footy all through JLT in the first three rounds. And yes, we didn't get the win, but we got a lot of confidence out of, you know, seeing Connor Rosie do what he did last night, and to come up here and play in a pretty tough physical game and get in front, and probably should have won it. You know, it means nothing today, but we take a lot of confidence into going into Richmond next week.
Let's talk about the positives before we get on to the negatives. And you mentioned Connor Rosie. 5 goals is outstanding, isn't it, for a third-game player. But not just that, he's getting the footy around the ground. 21 disposals, 7 marks.
Oh, matey, look, he's an absolute superstar kid, not only just on the field but off the field. But drafted really well this year. Connor Rosie, you know, really broke out last night. And, yeah, you're right, not only does he kick goals, but he's one of those kids, you can just play anywhere on the ground. You know he's going to find the footy, and whenever he gets it, something happens. And we saw last night how exciting he could be. So, yeah, not only him, but Dersmer and Butters played very well again last night for us.
As a ruck coach as well, you would have been happy with Paddy Ryder's form?
Yeah, look, it was really good to see Paddy back. You know, we started him last night just to mix it up a little bit. Scotty's had a big month starting ruck, and we thought we'd start Paddy and get him going. And you know, not only was he good on the ruck, but he was able to kick us, I think he kicked 4 or 3 last night. You know, Paddy's a really good forward, and we know that. And it was really good for him to hit the scoreboard and do some good stuff in the ruck. But one thing we should note, too, is Paddy's also playing still with a fractured cheekbone. Mm. So for him to keep rocking up every week and doing what he's doing is great for us.
Good to see Ollie Wines back, too. First game this year for the club, which was great. The co-captain. Let's get on to the negatives, though, Brogues. You're not going to win too many games when you kick 2-7 in a quarter.
Yeah, look, like that is the elephant in the room. You know, you don't really want to talk about it too much because as coaches, you want to talk about other things while we lost the game. But the reality is, mate, we didn't kick that well in front of goals. And, you know, looking back at the replay this morning, we missed some absolute sodas. And when you're on the road or in any game, scoreboard pressure is the best pressure. And especially in the second quarter when I thought we had control of the game, but we just couldn't get score pressure and we missed some absolute sitters. And, you know, in the end, it come back to bite us. And unfortunately, that's footy. And, you know, the boys who missed, they would have had a sleepless night last night. But we move on and move on to next week.
Goal kicking aside, what else is on the whiteboard, do you think, this week for you coaching group? What do you need to work on as you go into Richmond from last night?
Yeah, look, I think some of our getting, like, Brisbane kicked long down the line a lot last night, and I felt as a coaching group we did sort of get a lot of numbers over to those contests, and Brisbane were very good at, you know, Lockie Neal and Robinson played very well getting over to those sort of long contests. Kick to their forwards. So we need to work on that this week. But in general, mate, I think we were a bit fumbly early over the night. I don't think we played as hard as what we have played over the last 2 weeks. And you know, Brisbane really, from the start of the game, came out with a real contested brand of footy. And it took us a while to get going. We saw our start last night was a little bit slow. So, you know, some of that contest stuff needs to improve. But overall, mate, we walk away from the game thinking we did a lot of things right, but unfortunately we just didn't get the result.
Port Adelaide ruck coach Dean Brogan is my guest. Port Adelaide going down to the Lions last night at the Gabba. Let's talk about them for a second. You mentioned a lot better probably than we would have given them credit for. The first win against you guys in 4 years. Losing margin in those 4 years is 10 goals. Are we not giving Brisbane enough credit because they seem their forward line's gelling? He's doing a good job, Chris Fagan, up there.
Yeah, look, I think Brisbane are really starting to get a lot of respect around the league. And I even myself, I had a year out of the AFL last year. And coming into this week, I just did a bit of research on Brisbane. And one thing to note, Brisbane lost 7 games under 15 points last year. So they have been around the mark. But because they're obviously not in Melbourne or Perth or Adelaide, you don't hear a lot about it. But I could tell you for sure they're going to cause a lot of headaches for a lot of teams this year. And we saw last night, when they're on, they could be very dangerous. They've got a young kid called Hickwood who kicked 6 last night, who's going to be a nightmare to match up on. You know, Lachie Neal's an absolute superstar, and you've got Zorko, and their back line's pretty good. So, and then they've got 2 big rucks as well. So I think Brisbane are on their way, mate. It wouldn't surprise me if they made the finals this year.
What's interesting, you look at all the players that moved in the off-season. Of course, Port Adelaide were lucky. They got a couple of guns from other clubs. But Lachie, he might have 9 votes in the Brownlow. What a pickup he's been for Brisbane.
Yeah, look, I think, again, mate, he's one of those players that he just accumulates a lot of the footy. But where he's taking his game to another level now is most of his possessions now lead to something. So when A-grade players are doing that, anyone can get... You know, a lot of players can get the ball 30 or 40 times, but it's what you do with the footy. And last night, he got all of us in the second half and ended up with 16 clearances and kicked an important goal. You know, at the end of the day, he was probably the difference.
Dean Brogan, my guest from Port Adelaide. Couple more before we let you go. Brogues, bit of carnage on the injury front. Tommy Rockliffe, I guess, will go through the normal concussion procedures to see if he plays next week.
Yeah, look, I think Tommy, as we saw, those who watched the game, he got a very nasty kick to the head. But I saw him this morning before he left, and he felt fine. So, you know, he's a tough sort of guy. But with the concussion rules, man, he'll need to go through a process. So it won't be until Thursday till the medicos make a call on him. But knowing Tommy and the way he bounces back, he should be okay to go.
Poor old Dan Houston got crunched and then had a hanger taken on him. They're not the kind of games you want, Brogues.
Yeah, look, that hit was massive on that he got. But again, mate, to his credit, he got back out in the field and played, and he'll be sore today, but he should be fine.
Robbie Gray, no doubt, will get up as well. Hey, I just spoke to Mitch Cleary a short time ago, Dean. We were talking about Richmond coming to town. I mean, Port Adelaide would always, you know, chance their arm against anyone. They always give themselves a good show at home. But for the first time in some 4 years, you're potentially going to face the Tigers without Rance, Riewoldt, Cochin and Dustin Martin. I mean, that is just huge, isn't it, for your club?
Yeah, look, I won't lie. We were straight on the AFL app last night to find out how Richmond went, to see what happened with them with the Giants last night and with the injuries they've got. It's an opportunity to get Richmond at a good time. But in saying that, I've played in teams, coached teams, where we've had a lot of players out, and so the team's rallied around and got a fantastic win that's rejuvenated their years. So, you know, Richmond were premiers 2 years ago. They've still got some talent across the field. So it's going to be another big test for us. And obviously what happened with Richmond with the Giants yesterday, they'll be coming over to Adelaide full of confidence. So we just need to worry about what we're doing and, you know, sort of put those names to the side and get on with what we're doing.
Yeah, you don't want to be mentally off, do you? Take it lightly and think, well,
absolutely,
this is an easy
absolutely
game.
Absolutely. So that'll be a challenge for us this week. You know, obviously the boys will see that those boys are out. So I think from a coaching point of view, we have to prepare as best we can, like we're playing Richmond with all their A-graders.
Brogues, appreciate your time. Enjoy the flight back from Brisbane. Port Adelaide couldn't get the job done, but as Ken Hinckley said, and I think he said it to Chris Fagan as he was walking across, 2 great young sides going at it. One of them's got to lose. Unfortunately, it was you guys, but good luck bouncing back against Richmond next week.
No worries. Thanks for the chat.
Dean Brogan from Port Adelaide with the latest from Alberton. Port fans, would love to hear from you as well.